All right. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything, and we're not asking for any type of donations. First of all, ma'am, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Great. Thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will be held on March primary ballot.
It's an opinion survey.
Excuse me, ma'am?
Oh. No, my husband was asking what it was.
Oh, okay. I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the March primary? Are you almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Certain.
In a presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for the city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary elections, what are the chances that you will vote for local offices, like Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Almost certain.
And what year were you born? Just a year.
1942.
And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, black, Asian, or Pacific Islander?
No.
Multiple or other race? Excuse me?
No. I'm just white.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
Oh, dear. I think they seem to be okay. I don't really follow too much of the local politics.
Okay. From the options I have here, right direction or wrong track?
Let's say right direction.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Here's the first one. A water policy, housing affordability, parental rights in education, public safety and crime, homelessness, inflation and cost of living, jobs and wages, or public infrastructure like roads and bridges?
Public infrastructure.
And now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like for you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or you have never heard of them, please say so. Here goes the first one. Paul Dictos?
Don't know who that is.
Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I'd say very favorable.
Donald Trump.
Oh, very unfavorable.
Gavin Newsom.
Favorable.
Very
somewhat
or somewhat?
Okay. Somewhat. Fairly. Yeah.
And what about Steve Brundown?
I know who he is, but I haven't followed his activities that much.
Okay.
So I would say I don't really know.
Okay. And what about Gary Redfield?
Again, I don't really know too much about the local issues and how these various people deal with them. Don't follow the news.
Okay, no problem at all. Now, thinking about the March primary elections, if the primary elections for Fresno County, a board of supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, CPA and county successor recorder, Steve Brundown, county supervisor and businessman, and Gary Berryfield, Bredefield, do apologize, a businessman and city council member, for whom would you vote for?
Probably Bedefield.
Okay. And how certain are you that you would vote for Gary Bedefield, a businessman and council member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain?
I'd say somewhat certain. I'm not really sure. I would have to look more into his positions on local issues, which I don't watch local news so much. They're all murder and mayhem.
Okay. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brundown as a county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say fair.
And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefield as the Fresno County Councilman, a member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And thinking about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each one, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Here's the first one. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library.
No, are I wouldn't much, vote for them.
Okay.
No,
much
I wouldn't
less
vote
likely
for them.
Or somewhat less likely?
Less likely.
Okay. The other one says a candidate who is 80 years old.
That wouldn't influence my vote, so I wouldn't say either way. It would depend on who it is. But the age doesn't matter to me since I'm 80 myself. So
okay.
I may, let's say I would be more likely just because that age is an issue.
Okay. And what about a candidate who is a Democrat?
I'd definitely vote for a Democrat.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
That would depend on what, somewhat likely.
Okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Would
you be much more likely or somewhat more likely? Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Maybe somewhat less likely.
Okay.
Again, I'd have to look at the issues. Yeah.
The other one says a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
I'd be more likely.
A candidate who served in the military and worked as a medical professional at the Fresno Veterans Administration.
Oh, more likely.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Oh, dear. maybe less likely.
Somewhat less likely, or is that correct?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for the county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for that candidate. Here's the first one. Steve Brundown currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brundown has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brundown is a mega Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, would you see that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for Steve Brundown for the county supervisor?
Small chance.
Small chance, okay. The other one says, Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. he is running for a county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out insufficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service for the public. After hearing this information, would you say that there is no chance, a small chance, fair chance, or a good chance to vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Sounds like a good chance. I'll make it a good chance.
Okay, and this last one here says Gary Bredefield currently serves on the Fresno County Council, where he fought against making a mandate and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a mega Republican to defend our rights and freedom, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefield will fight for honesty and transparency. In government, he will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing this information, would you say that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance to vote for Gary Bredefield for county supervisor?
I'll say fair chance.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. You're doing great. And after hearing more information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, Steve Rundown, and Gary Bredefield, for whom do you think you would vote for?
You know, I really don't know. I would have to look more into, you gave me some interesting insights into their positions on various things, so... I like the second one, who supports housing and the help for the homeless, et cetera, et cetera. Victus, what's his name?
Are you talking about Mr. Gary Bredefield or Steve Rundown? Or Paul Dictos?
Paul Dictos. The things he stood for sounds more rational to me.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean towards?
The Dictos, probably.
Okay. Dictos? Okay. Yeah. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm a conservative liberal. I would say I'm a liberal. If those are my choices, I would say I was liberal.
A very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal, depending on the issues.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm a college graduate. I have a bachelor's degree.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or do you live with friends and family?
I own.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your patience. You have yourself a great night. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.